This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The state's energy policy is one of the debates ongoing at the state capitol. Lawton Representative Eric Nesbitt has proposed changes which have drawn criticism from environmentalists for keeping the renewable portfolio standard at its current level. Some conservatives have criticized the plan put forward by Nesbitt, who's chairman of the House Energy Policy Committee, because it would completely regulate the utility market, as opposed to allowing the current 10% cap for alternative suppliers. We're going to talk energy with Gongwer News Service editor Zach Gorchow. Zach, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Gordon.
How big a role does the state actually play in regulating energy policy?
Oh, well, it's huge. You're talking about oversight of rates, oversight of how billing is handled, what percentage of energy has to come from renewable sources, what utilities have to do as far as energy efficiency, how much of the market is controlled by the incumbent utilities, which would be utilities like Consumers Energy, and how much is available to competition. I mean, it's a very, very significant presence.
So let's break down a little bit who might be on what sides of the proposals that Eric Nesbitt has put forward. Who would like to see more competition, and who would like to see a completely regulated market?
Well, on the side of more competition tends to be, as you would expect, would be companies that would like to enter the Michigan market and sell power to customers. Libertarians, free market conservatives have long pushed for more competition. Right now, under Michigan law, only 10% of the market is subject to competition. The rest is assured of going to the incumbent utilities in the particular territory. So, as you might expect, those who would like to see less competition or substantial change in how the current system works are the utilities like Consumers Energy, DTE Energy. They would like to see the state go back to what's called a fully regulated system where there is no competition. Other companies cannot compete for customers. Failing that, they would like to see measures put into place that they say would require the competing companies to do more to assure that there's enough capacity available. The competing companies will tell you that that's a red herring. They're already doing that. But that's sort of the lay of the land on that issue.
Then there's the renewable portfolio standard. In other words, how much of the energy has to come from renewable sources. Representative Nesbitt has said he wants to keep it where it's at. There's been some calls to boost it, and some other people have said we should just get rid of it altogether. Who are on the sides of that issue? Who would like to see a higher renewable portfolio standard, and who would like to see it kept the same or even scrapped?
Well, as far as going to a higher standard, you're talking about environmental activists. The Democrats all want to see the standard increased. Right now, it's 10% of all energy has to come from renewable sources. It tends to be mainly in Michigan wind. You drive up north, especially places like Gratiot County or the Thumb, you're going to see a lot of windmills or wind profile devices harnessing energy. You know, they would like to see, I believe, something in the neighborhood of 22% by a year certain. But then you've got the utilities saying, you know, that's unnecessary. The federal government, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's new standards regarding emissions from power plants is naturally going to cause the retirement of coal-fired power plants. And thus, utilities are going to have to use more renewable sources, more natural gas for power, and that's going to have the same effect without a mandate. At this point, there would probably be no point in just getting rid of the 10% standard, because it's not like, I don't see utilities deciding to get rid of the investments they made to get to 10%. So, you know, keeping it at 10% is really tantamount to just, you know, status quo. There really would be no difference between that and getting rid of it, at least in the short and medium term.
So despite these proposals which have come out, we've heard a lot of debate back and forth. There's been a couple hearings where some pointed questions were asked. But you advise us on the Gongwer News Service blog that there is a path with minimal change visible. Why is that the case?
Well, I think it's because really the major issue that seems to have some different points of view between the Republican majorities in the legislature and the governor is this competition question. There's really very little support for going back to full competition, where the competing companies can come in and fight for every customer. Eric Nesbitt, the energy chair in the House, wants to go to full control for the utilities, no competition. But the governor and Senator Mike Noss, the Republican from Battle Creek, who chairs the Senate Energy Committee, have been very resistant to that idea. I think their concern is they're going to be that would mean forcing customers who have chosen Choice, are using a different company, to switch. And I think there's some reticence about doing that. So if you're, you look at it, you have the governor and the Senate on one side, potentially. I think it's going to put the House, with Eric Nesbitt in a difficult spot, trying to, get through two of the proverbial three legs of the stool. And then when you look at the other really big piece that people have talked about, which is the renewable power standard, there just seems to be among, the governor, Senator Noss, Representative Nesbitt, an agreement that there's no need to increase the standard. So given that, there simply may not be any kind of a change there. Now, Senator Noss has talked about going to a clean energy standard, which would, potentially, he hasn't spelled it out yet or introduced a bill, incorporate natural gas and maybe, he hasn't said this yet, set a percentage of energy that would have to come from clean sources. Now, if he does that, that would potentially set the stage for a major change. But, right now you've got Representative Nesbitt and the governor basically just saying leave the 10% standard alone. So you could see very little change on that potentially.
There's an interesting mix in play here, Zach. Representative Eric Nesbitt is not known as a moderate Republican. Out of these three Republicans we're talking about, Governor Snyder, Mike Noss, and Eric Nesbitt, Nesbitt's the one who probably would least be associated or would be least likely to be called a moderate Republican. Do we have a good idea of why he has come out in favor of a fully regulated market or doesn't seem to be wild anyway about greater competition amongst the utilities?
Well, those who argue for this point of view see a capacity problem coming for the state. And, there does appear to be, in a few, 2 years, that the reserve margin of power is going to start dropping because you are going to have a number of coal plants being retired. And I think Nesbitt's point of view basically is that can't be allowed to happen. Let's let the, people like DTE and consumers that handle the lion's share of power generation in the state, put them in the position to do what they need to do to be able to afford those kinds of investments. It is, he's obviously, in general, a pretty free market conservative guy, Representative Nesbitt, but this would be an exception to that, clearly.
So we mentioned what you told us earlier, that the path for minimal change is visible. At this point, would you say that is the most likely outcome?
I do. I can't really predict what's going to happen here because we don't have Senator Noss' proposal yet, but he has reacted to some of the things that are out there, and he's certainly given an indication of what he thinks should happen on some of these things. But I do think we're likely to see, certainly no change in the renewable portfolio standard. I think the question is, does Senator Noss come up with a clean energy standard that says, I'm just going to throw a number out there, 30% of all energy has to come from clean sources, and that can be natural gas, renewables, and other things by a date certain? Or does it end up just being, let's let the utilities do this on the timetable they think makes sense, which I think is where the momentum is right now. The utilities seem to be, and when I say utilities, I mean the biggies like consumers and DTE, basically they're saying, look, we've got the federal government pushing these things already. There's no reason to layer in a state mandate on top of us. We're going to be producing more energy with natural gas. We're going to be producing more with wind. The environmentalists are suspicious of this. Certainly you wonder if there is a change in party in the presidency after 2016, you wonder what might happen with some of these EPA regulations that don't fully take effect until 2030. But that said, I do think the momentum seems to be on the side of let the utilities give them the flexibility they need to respond to the federal regulations as they see fit.
Zach Gorchow, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Zach Gorchow is the editor of the Gongwer News Service. Links with more information, extended versions of interviews on West Southwest, and past programs can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.